And a victory Monday here at Flowery Branch. Atlanta beat Arizona 29-18 yesterday at the Georgia Dome, and great crowd on hand. They got to see a really good performance by the home team. Atlanta scored early and often, led 17-0, and then used some takeaways, some stingy defense along the way, and also some Matt Bryant field goals in the second half to post the victory by 11 points, and now heads to Green Bay next Monday night. Falcon head coach Mike Smith with us, of course, in our first half hour. And then, hard to believe, veteran wide receiver Harry Douglas will join us. Just seems like the guy got here yesterday, Arch. HD will join us in our second half hour of the coaches show today. Smitty, congratulations to you and your team. And I think you capped it perfectly when you said yesterday after the ball game, all three phases, and you performed beautifully in them.
I thought it was probably our most complete game of the season in terms of execution on the field. We did some good things on offense, did some really good things on defense, and had some explosive plays on special teams. And when you do that and you do it consistently, you're going to look up at the end of the game and you're going to like where you're at.
Smitty, the physical presence your team, I thought, started the game with, obviously Stevens' big run, but establishing yourself on both sides of the line of scrimmage. You got after the passer, albeit you didn't get some sacks. You completely moved him off the spot, I don't know, 10, 12 times. You ran the football for over 140 yards. That's an ass-kicking in my business when you start running the football for that kind of yardage. So as far as the physical play, your guys dominated.
We did a good job winning the line of scrimmage, Dave. You hit it right when you say that we started fast, get the big explosive play with Steven Jackson. And then we did attack the quarterback and come after him, and that was something that we felt like we needed to do if we were going to be successful. We created turnovers on the defensive side of the football. Mm-hmm. A little disappointed. We had two other opportunities to take the ball away. He threw us two more, and we didn't do that. And the red zone efficiency, we've got to score some touchdowns when we're down in the red zone. That was something that made us go to Matt Bryant, but going to Matt Bryant's not a bad deal because he's going to make them.
Well, Smitty, that's where I want to go. You being the perfectionist, I've been fortunate enough to be around you here these 7 years. I know that you're looking to what can we adjust and fix to be better the next time out. In your third and one offense, I know something that's plagued you from time to time throughout your 7 years here. Is that something that you can get fixed, or is that something that's just an attitude thing up front that the players got to take it on themselves to get a yard for you?
Well, you mentioned over the 7 years, third and one has been an issue. And going into this game, we had not been stopped running the football on third and one all season long.
Been good, yeah.
Except we were 100%. Yesterday, we weren't nearly as effective. We weren't good on third down altogether, and we missed on four third and ones and third and two. And a lot of it has to do with winning the line of scrimmage, and we've got to do that. And everybody knows on third down and one, more than likely the statistics say that you're going to run the football, and you got to be able to run it when everybody knows you're going to run it. And sometimes it's, as I said, yesterday after the game, it's a one-off. One guy's off and we're not having 11 guys executing properly. And, it can be the difference between being 6 inches short on a third and one, or getting it by a half a yard.
Well, that being said, and I want to get back to what you did do, and that's what you ran the ball with some effectiveness. You mentioned in your press conference, it was very evident that they wanted to try to take away the run game, wanted to be physical. They were getting into 7- and 8-man boxes against you, and you still ran the ball for over 140 yards. That says a lot about the guys up front.
It does. I think the guys are really now have 5 games. This group has played together now for 5 games. I think we've had 15 different combinations of offensive linemen playing this season. This group has got, I think this was the 5th game that they have played together. So they've showed some improvement each and every week. Watching Jake Matthews this week, I thought he's played another fine game. The last 3 weeks, he's played at a level that you really like to see, not only for a rookie, but for a 10-year veteran. So he's doing some good things. James Stone continues to play well. And Ryan Schrader is a guy that is a second-year college free agent. So Coach Tice and Coach Harmon have done a very good job with these guys. And I thought we did a good job protecting our quarterback yesterday. We gave up one sack, but for the most part, we kept them clean because of that defensive front and the blitz package that Todd Bowles has in place. Is difficult to slow down, and we did a good job yesterday.
You always have referred to explosive plays as being one of the, I guess, the centerpieces of winning or losing.
It is.
You have them, you can win. You get them on you, you're going to lose. I mean, it just kind of works that way, I guess. Yesterday, a play that didn't count seemed to explode this team. Well, there were two of them. Jackson's run early, Devin Hester's punt return. They just seem to ignite your football team all the way through. And they yet neither play produced big points, but they create a huge momentum for you.
Oh, they did. And explosive runs are probably better for your momentum than an explosive pass because it's tough to get the big, you know, the 50, 60-yard runoff. And we were able to do that. And there's so many, you know, it's so fun as a coach and to see that happen. I know the fans probably like the 45-yard pass
a little flashier.
A little flashier. But, you know, as a coach, you know that you know the intricacies that were going on from the pre-snap, you know, the pre-snap game and the post-snap game. And when we start talking about the pre-snap game, you're talking about they were going to try to stop the run and force us to throw the football. We had no doubt about that. And they were crowding the box, and we did a very good job running away from the down safety, Matt getting us into, you know, getting into the right play or getting us to adjust and change our point and who we, you know, who we were going to book. Because when you've got eight guys down in the box, you can't block them all. And you try to, you know, you try to design it where you run away from that unblocked player if you can. And I thought that it was a very good game plan by our coaching staff and great execution by the players.
And I thought to put a bow on that particular topic, just to give the fan a perspective, 84 yards rushing is what teams were averaging coming in against Cardinals. That was third of the National Football League. And if you go back to last week against a Seattle team that I think everybody thinks is in the mix to potentially go back, 15 carries, 39 yards for Marshawn Lynch last week, and they had seven sacks of Russell Wilson.
Right.
So that was the defense that Atlanta played yesterday, and that was the defense that this offensive line did a nice job of handling.
Yeah, I didn't realize that they held them to 39 yards. I know that they had slowed them down, but that says a lot about what we did with our offensive line. And our tight end, you got to talk about the tight end, and I was impressed with Eric Weems. He did some blocking.
Well, you're talking about a tough guy.
Talk about a guy who does some blocking.
Yep, he did a very nice job. You know, he can do it all. He can catch the ball. He can block. He can cover kicks. He's a valuable player on our football team.
Smitty, James Stone, very quickly, and I know you touched on it, college free agent out of Tennessee. You lose two centers, practically a back-to-back weeks, two in, I guess, 3 weeks when Hawley went down at Minnesota, and then you lose Cons in Baltimore. James Stone is kind of been a really nice find by the scouting side of the house. And, well, he's come in here and fought for you, hasn't he?
He has. And it goes back to when we were in training camp. He earned a spot. When you go in there and you start putting, you know, you start putting the roster together, putting it up on the board, it's like, well, this would be a great story if this guy makes your team. And he made our team in the preseason. We felt that he had flexibility to play both center and guard, did a good job in the preseason opportunities that he had, and he made our roster, and it was a good call in terms of keeping him, because if we hadn't kept him, I'm sure he would have gotten picked up by someone else, and we would be trying to pull somebody off the street to be playing center for us right now.
Smitty, you got one of your defensive starters back and a veteran leader in William Moore back on your football team, and he adds so many different dimensions from leadership to on-field play. But how did you feel like Willie Moe stepped to the occasion yesterday?
Gosh, it was great to have him back. You feel his presence standing on the sideline. He had the strip, the big turnover strip that True picked up. He had a big hit in the game, and of course, when you line him up close to the line of scrimmage, you're playing with another linebacker almost. He's that kind of guy. And I thought that he did a very good job. He played every snap. We were a little concerned about his conditioning. I think we only played 24 snaps in the first half of the game, so I think that helped us. And William did a very good job in his rehab, not only on his shoulder, but on his conditioning, and especially the last 2.5, 3 weeks. I was very impressed. He was in here early working with AJ and Marty, running wind sprints out there all by himself, and that just tells you what kind of guy he is and what how much dedication he has to getting back on the field.
It's kind of the unknown, the conditioning, right? I mean, physically, they can monitor where he is and coming back. The conditioning is the part that everybody just kind of has. We'll see, right?
Exactly. You just don't know, and Dave knows this. You can go through and train all off season, and William's sore today now, and probably will be. It's the sorest he'll be, you know, this season because it's his first game back. That first game you play in the start of the season, you don't remember how your body feels on Monday, and it's a tough feeling. And for William this season, because he started the season and then was injured in Minnesota, he's basically got two opening days, so his body's taking a little strain, isn't he, Dave?
Well, there's no question. And the thing you can't duplicate in practice is you don't get the adrenaline.
Right.
You try to get cranked up for practice, but it is practice. Now, you practice and try to focus as best you can, but when the game day comes around, that adrenaline flows at a little bit different level, and so that helps your body kind of withstand some of that stuff.
I was going to tell you guys, I'm sore, and I just watched him hit people, right? We're going to take a quick break, come back. Coming up Monday night in Green Bay, it won't be any surprise for the Falcons. I mean, it can't be any colder than 6, and that's what it was last year at 1 o'clock when we kicked it up. So we'll come back, talk with Mike Smith about the trip to Lambeau Field as the Falcons have moved to 5-7 with the victory over the Arizona Cardinals. More of the Coaches Show coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, so 1-0 this week. Goals to be 1-0 next, next Monday night about midnight, 12:15, right? That's the goal this week.
Absolutely. Doesn't change from last week, and it's kind of ironic. Last week we were playing a division leading team, and we're playing a division leading team this week.
When you started the 1-0, and I'm going to guess it happened after the bye week, you started this philosophy with this team. There's a little bit more to it than just winning the game. It's a mindset, and it has to be embraced by everybody, which seemingly a lot of guys are talking about. So I'm going to go ahead and guess everybody's embraced here a little bit. What kind of points do you have to make early on in this process? Because you've now won 3 of your last 4. Since you've had the 1-0 thing going?
Well, I think that you have to talk about it's about each day and being the best you can be that day. And then at the end of the day, evaluate and to come back the next day, make corrections and try to be the best that you can be that day. And that's the commitment that we've made to one another. And when we do that, I think we are going to enhance our chances of being successful, and we can't worry about what's going on around us on the peripheral, because if you start worrying about that, then you're not focusing on what you completely control, and that's what you're doing today.
Yeah, and I think the message is that as a former player, as you get through this marathon that is an NFL season, sometimes it's hard late in the season, getting into the third quarter, fourth quarter of the season, right, to take it day by day or play by play in a practice. And I think that the maturity level of this team handling that type of message you're giving them has been pretty impressive.
Yeah, this locker room is really a unique group of guys. We got some mentors and older guys that are helping some of these young guys. And we've got a young group of guys that are contributing to our success on Sundays, and it's important, you know, to keep them focused. And the other thing that is important is these young players that aren't used to these 20 game seasons. You've got to get them to have an understanding of it. And if you start looking at, oh, I got this much more, or we got this, or this team's got to do that, and team B's got to beat team C, you start talking and thinking about that, you're taking energy away from what you need to be concerned about, and that's being the best we can be in putting in our game plan and in understanding our game plan, following the plan, and then going out and executing it.
Smitty, as you look at this Green Bay team, and I know you're still in the infancy stages of really putting the plan together. Not infancy stages. You've probably nursed the baby, and he's now a toddler right now. But as far as talking about this game plan, as you look at Green Bay, it's a team that has weapons on the outside. You talked about in your press conference. I think that the piece they've added that has become a more consistent piece for him is Eddie Lacy running the football. How much, and obviously you're not going to tell us the game plan, but how much does your ability to bring along that three safety package, that dime package, help you in defending the run and the pass against this Green Bay team?
Well, they've got a diverse group on offense, and Eddie Lacy's having a really outstanding season this year. 770 yards, 6 touchdowns, and he is a big physical back, and you've got to stop him because they'll just run him if you don't stop him. Mm-hmm. And then you're speaking about the dime package and our three safety package where Dwight comes down and plays our dime backer. It's going to be very important because it's going to be more advantageous for us in the matchups. They've got some matchup issues for us when you start talking about their wide receivers and the running back, and it's going to be important for us. And as you know, it all goes through Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, he's playing well, isn't he?
He's playing extremely well. I don't think he's thrown an interception at Lambeau Field this season. The numbers are unbelievable. He's got 118.6 quarterback rating. That's off the charts. 32 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. So I don't know that there's a quarterback playing any better than he's playing right now. And, you know, Jordy Nelson has got over 1,000 yards in receptions and 10 touchdowns. And the thing that I've seen in it, and it's been more on TV scouting than breaking them down, is through the season is somehow Jordy Nelson finds a way to get open on the deep balls.
Yeah.
He really does. And yeah. The play that he made there right before halftime, to get in the end zone when they were probably really hoping just to get 3 out of it, you know, and he showed his speed and outran the Patriots secondary.
You mentioned you're confident that Roddy White, who you decided to hold out this week, he was close to playing for you. Mm-hmm. He holding him out probably for this very reason. You wanted all your weapons in place to take on a talented Green Bay team. How confident are you that Roddy will be there to kind of complement what you want to do on your offensive side of the football?
Well, Roddy was very close, and I think he'll get out and work with us at the end of the week. The extra day, that was something that was in play as well when we started to put together the plan. And Roddy is a guy that wants to play every game, and I think from what we learned last year, hey, we want to have Roddy White as healthy as he can possibly be, and he wasn't quite ready to go, and we need to be able to match their offense, and having Roddy play this week would help us immensely, because along with Harry and Julio can create some matchup issues for Dom Capers in the Green Bay defense.
And that would be the as much as you talk about what Green Bay gives you from your defensive perspective, you're going to give them a lot to consider now here, because White, Douglas, Jones, Hester, Toy Lolo coming off a nice ball game yesterday, all of a sudden, and the myriad of running backs. I mean, here again, this is where even though Anton's on the shelf with IR the rest of the year, Devontae Freeman has picked up some reps for you. I mean, he's showing a little bit more as the season wears on. He's one of those guys that, and I know you were talking about the young guys in the 20 games. He doesn't look like he's fearing the 20-game wall very much.
No, he has done a good job. Devontae has done a very good job. And as I said earlier, I think all three of our running backs that touched the ball, ran the ball well, and caught the ball out of the backfield. And those, those are things that we're going to have in play if we're going to go up and have the success that we know we're capable of having in Green Bay.
Smitty, I know you probably haven't visited with Keith Armstrong very much today. I know he was at his fiery best yesterday. We enjoyed that. I know it cost you 15, but it was a lot of fun to watch from where we were. But here comes a team in Green Bay that has played Devin Hester his whole career. is there any idea or any indication that there's a specific way they like to kick the ball to Devin? I mean, you've seen a myriad of different ways to either not get him the football or whatever.
Well, I know one thing that probably is not in play is kicking it out of the end zone with the temperature being what it's projected to be. So as you know, in the cold winter months, late in the season, outdoors, they're not going to be pounding that thing through the end zone unless there's a wind going in one direction. They're going to have a plan for Devin Hester because they don't want to steal. They don't want us to steal a possession by returning a kick or returning a punt. And I know that he's had some success against the Green Bay Packers, playing him all those times in
1 minute
in the NFC Central.
Well,
or
great.
North.
Well, great.
It was the old Central.
Yeah, it was
the old
Central.
Black and blue.
Blue, yeah.
There you go.
Art
Slide.
Yeah.
Smitty, there's no question you guys have great success yesterday. A lot of fun to watch the fast start in all three phases. And this sets up now. How many times have we heard you say it? Play meaningful games in December.
Yep.
You're getting your meaningful games now in December.
That's what we want to be, a relevant team in the last quarter of the season, and we're getting ready to start the fourth quarter. And I don't know if you can be more relevant than leading your division.
No question. Thanks, and good luck this week.
All right, thank you, guys.
Falcons head coach Mike Smith with us. Stay tuned. Coming up in the players segment of the Coach's Show from Flowery Branch, hard to believe, veteran wide receiver Harry Douglas, 83, will join us fresh off his fifth career 100-yard game yesterday after you hear this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.